We are continuing our sermon series on the book of Romans. At ang sermon series na ito will be put on hold, kasi ito po yung last time na ipagpipreach ko ho ito, and we will hopefully jump right back next year sa glorious book na ito. Last Friday, we were in verses 16 and verse 17 ng passage na ito. At nakita po natin na itong dalawang maiksing verses na ito na isinulat ni Paul ay ang theme ng entire book. So in short, ito yung shortcut, ang theme, na ang summary ng lahat ng gusto niya i-unpack sa the next coming chapters. So yung verses 1 hanggang 17 naman, yung inaral natin for the past weeks, ay ang pinakamahabang introduction na sinulat ni Paul sa kahit anuman church na sinulatan niya. Well, part of it is hindi pa ho niya kilala yung mga taga-Romans at minaigi na po niya na ipakilala mabuti ang kanyang sarili, ipakilala niya ang ebanghelyo ng kanyang tinuturo at pinaniniwalaan at upang mabigyan po ng at least a good rapport sa bawat isa sa kanila. Ngayong hapon na ito, makikita natin sa section na ito, nakafocus si Paul actually sa bad news. Habang binabasa ni Ate Annalyn kanina yung passage, it's very weighty. Honestly, I was just sitting there and I'm just meditating habang binabasa ni Ate Annalyn kanina. Parang it's already preaching to me. This passage already preaches. And clearly, si Paul focused on the bad news sa section ng passage na ito. Bakit po nakapokus si Paul dito? Because Paul knows that unless you understand the bad news, you can never understand and appreciate the good news. You will have a hard time contemplating, digesting yung gospel of Jesus Christ. And in this same passage, we will see that God's righteous anger is constantly revealed against all peoples because all have sinned and fall short of God's glorious standard, which is our main point ngayong hapon na ito. With that, we have two headings, two points. Number one, the reasons for God's anger, mga dahilan sa galit ng Diyos, verses 18 to 23. And number two, the results of God's anger, o mga resulta ng galit ng Diyos, which is verses 24 hanggang 32. First of all, the reasons for God's anger, o mga dahilan sa galit ng Diyos. Makita po niya sa verse 18. Tingnan niyo po yung verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Ang ibig pong sabihin ng salitang wrath of God dito ay ang patuloy na lumalagablab na personal na galit ng Panginoon sa kasalanan. Ganun ho katindi yung galit ng Panginoon sa kasalanan. Now, karamihan, marami po nagugulat kapag nadidig nila itong katotohanan na ito. Dahil ang pagkakaunawa ng karamihan sa karakter ng Diyos is that God is a God of love. God is a God of mercy and God is a God of grace. Hindi nila makukuha ng Panginoon na magalit, ika nga nila, sa mga kanyang nilikha. Hindi ko rin ho sila masisi kung ang yan ang kanilang tayo o paniniwala dahil ito ang madalas na naririnig nila sa mga mangangaral ngayong panahon na ito na focus sa mga positive aspects ng Panginoon. Now, ang totoo naman po is tama yung sinabi nila. Totoo po na God is a God of mercy. Totoo na God is a God of grace. He is God of love. In fact, sa Book of Romans, pag-uusapan ng lahat ng ito, which will be revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ngunit, totoo din po na nagagalit ang Diyos. Kailangan po natin maunawaan na if God loves, God also hates. God cannot love sin. He cannot love anything that contradicts His nature. He hates and is wrathful against all forms of wickedness. Galit po siya sa kasalanan. In fact, hindi lang po siya galit sa kasalanan, nagngingit-ngit ang galit niya sa kasalanan. Ganun po, kumukulo ang dugo, galit na galit. I feel na walang justice yung salitang galit lang eh. Kaya I feel na kung mabibigyan ng emphasis natin ay nagngingit-ngit sa galit. Now, marahil ang dahil lang kung bakit hindi natin lubos na maisip na ang Diyos ay ang nagngingit-ngit sa galit ay dahil meron tayong mga karanasan sa mga tao na nagwawala at nananakit kapag sila'y galit. Kaya pumapasok sa isip natin, naku, hindi dapat di ganyan ng Diyos. Pero mga kaibigan, malaki po ang pagkakaiba ang galit ng Diyos at saka ang galit ng tao. Normally, ang galit ng tao ay self-centered. Gustong maghigante paggalit at gustong manakit. Okay? Pero kahit sa tamang dahilan, kadalasan tayo kahit minsan may tinatawag na righteous anger. Minsan nagagalit naman tayo sa tamang pamamaraan, sa tamang dahilan. Pero minsan kahit tama ang dahilan ng ating pagkakagalit, kadalasan po ay nababahiran pa rin ito ng kasalanan. Now, ang wrath of God or ang galit ng Panginoon ay iba. God's wrath is holy. God's wrath is His divine displeasure against sin. And listen to this, ang Diyos lamang ang may kakayanan na magngit-ngit sa galit ng hindi nagkakasala. Pero kanino siya nagagalit? Pastor, kanino ba galit na galit ang Panginoon? Verse 18, tingnan po natin. Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. Friends, God's wrath is not only revealed against all sins, but to all sinners. Yung po yung galit ng Panginoon. Now, he mentioned two terms to describe yung sinners. Una, all ungodliness. Or all ungodliness. Or, ang ibig sabihin po niyan, lack of reverence. Ang mga tao naman, lack devotion sa Panginoon. They lack worship sa Panginoon. They do not worship the true living God. At ang pangalawa naman, yung unrighteousness naman, simply means mga gumagawa ng mga bagay na immoral. Nadinig niyo po ba yung mga tao na madali sabihin itong kasabihan na ito? God loves the sinner, but hates the sin. Narinig niyo na po ba yun? God loves the sinner, but hates the sin. Now, there are some truth to this, pero this has confused and misled a lot of people pagdating sa kasabihan na yan, including myself. I used to preach this. Yes, God hates sin. Tama po yun. And yes, God also hates sinners. God hates sinners. Psalm 11, verse 5. The Lord tests the righteous, but His soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. God's anger is poured out to all sinners every day. Ganun po yung bigat ng galit ng Panginoon sa mga makakasalanan. Psalm chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. Verse 6, you destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful men. Nakikita niyo ba rito yun? Psalm chapter 7, verse 11. God, and I'm reading this on in the King James, God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. God hates sinners. But how can God hate sinners, Pastor, and love sinners at the same time? Di ba tama pa? O, taupo, tama pareho ho yun. Mamaya po, babalikan natin to at titignan ho natin sa huli. Hindi po magngingit-ngit sa galit ang Diyos kung walang dahilan. Hindi po ito yung mga kakilala natin na biglang pagwala sa mood, yung bigla na lang nagwawala at nagagalit. Di ba nilagay ko yan dito, ba't nawawala? Tapos biglang nagalit, lalo ang buong ng tao sa bahay ay naapektuhan na dahil sa kanyang irita at galit. Hindi ho ganun ang Diyos, hindi ho by mood. May dahilan at laging tama ang dahilan ang galit ng Panginoon. Ano ho yung dahilan? Verse 18. By their unrighteousness suppresses the truth. Dito siya ho ang dahilan kung nagagalit. The truth is truth at hindi po kayang baguhin ang katotohanan. So ang gagawin po ng tao ay susugpuin or yung tinatawag na i-compress nila yung katotohanan. Or man will try to hold it down. At sa papaanong paraan kino-compress ng tao ang katotohanan ng Diyos? Well, makikita po natin yan sa verses 18 hanggang 23. May dalawang kapamamaraanan po na kino-compress ng mga tao through wickedness yung katotohanan patungkol ho sa Diyos. Unang-una, ito po ay sub-point ng point number one. By denying God's existence. By denying God's existence. Tignan nyo sa verse 19 hanggang 20. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. God made himself known to all. Hindi siya nagtatago. Hindi siya yung Diyos na kung saan ayaw magpakilala. O sinisikreto niya ang kanyang existence. Hindi po. He made it known to all that He exists. Last year po, nagkaroon po ako ng isang magandang pagkakataon na dumalaw sa isang magandang museum. And sa museum na po na yun, punong-puno po siya ng magaganda at sophisticadong mga paintings. Now, I am not trained, yung eyes ko are not trained to look at paintings. But as I look at each painting, I can clearly see the painter's artistic abilities, yung kanyang expressions, at saka creativity. At habang inoobserbahan ko po yun, yung mga iba-ibang klaseng stroke na ginawa niya sa painting, it tells a lot about the creator ng painting na yon. Friends, lahat ng tao sa mundo alam ang existence ng Diyos. Alam dahil sa kanyang mga nilikha. Alam ng tao yan. Saan nung nakalagay? Verse 20. For His invisible attributes, which is God's invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, paano nakita? Have been clearly perceived or seen ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made so that they are without excuse. Through creation, we not only see that God is a great designer, we see also His artistic abilities, His expressions, His creativity through creation. Kung kayo po ay napunta na sa, kung nakararasa kayo ng desert camping, mostly, napaka, paggabi ho, kitang-kita nyo lahat yung mga bituin, napakalinaw po. All of the galaxies of stars, God created and designed them. Okay? Ganun ho kaganda at kakalakas ang Panginoon natin. He created lahat ng mga kabundukan. Siya ang humugis po noon. Ang lawak at saka lalim ng karagatan. Ang sari-saring mga hayop were created and designed by God. We see His power. Actually, we heard of His power last week through earthquakes. We know of His power through powerful storms. God is a powerful God. He is a beautiful and mighty creator God. He made it obvious sa lahat ng mga tao sa mundo na He exists. All of us has something that we know about God. According ho, sa isang pastor at theologian na ang pangalan ay si Ligon Duncan, and I quote, "There's no such thing as an atheist." Pag sinabing atheist, mga tao na hindi naniniwala na may Diyos. "No one can claim ignorance. The Apostle Paul says everyone knows God because God Himself has made Himself evident to them. All men have a knowledge of God, not just bare awareness of His existence." Through creation, nagpakilala ho ang Diyos. All men have a knowledge of God. But sadly, man denies yung existence ng Panginoon through creation. Man suppresses the truth about God's existence kasi nga sila'y wicked. Bagamat itong general knowledge or natural revelation about God ay hindi po sapat upang magligtas ng mga tao sa kapahamakan ng kanilang kasalanan. Bagamat ito ay sapat na ebidensya upang paniwalaan ng ninuman na tunay nga na may isang makapangyarihang Diyos. It grounds our responsibility and our guilt before God. May nagtanong, paano pastor kung yung mga inosente at ignoranteng mga tao na nasa bundok na hindi naabot ng sibilisasyon, wala silang means para magbasa ng Bible, wala nagsishare ng gospel, paano po sila? Well, una po sa lahat, hindi po totoo na may taong inosente. Hindi po totoo na may taong inosente na nakatira sa bundok. Gaya ng nakita natin sa verse 18, their unrighteousness suppresses the truth. Lahat po ng tao ay hindi inosente kasi lahat ng tao ay guilty sa kasalanan. Guilty sa lahat ng mga pagkakamali na kanilang ginawa, ng ating ginawa. At ang pangawalang dahilan, wala pong ignoranting tao na hindi alam na may Diyos. At nakita po natin yan sa verse 19 hanggang 20, where God revealed Himself through creation. Hindi issue dito is evidence, kapatid. Evidence is not the issue, it's unbelief. The evidences are right in front of us. According to John MacArthur, God holds all people responsible for their refusal to acknowledge what He has shown them to of Himself in creation. Even those who had never had an opportunity to hear the gospel have received clear witness about the existence and character of God. So, pastor, kung hindi inosente, hindi ignorante ang mga tao, walang access sa salita ng Diyos, may ibang paraan kaya na sila ay pwedeng maligtas sa kasalanan? Lalo na yung mga hindi naaabot ng mga manggagawa. So, ibig sabihin, baka kung walang makarating doon, baka ang Panginoon gumamit ng panaginip, baka gumamit ang Panginoon ng ibang kapamamaraanan para sila'y maligtas. Ganun po ba yun? Meron bang ibang kapamamaraanan? Ang sagot po dyan, wala. Do you see how bad the news is sa passage na ito? There's no other way. John 14:6, sabi ni Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Have you ever noticed every Friday, kung nakakasama nyo kami, we have this part ng prayer of petition na pinag-pray ni Jovan kanina, where he prays for unreached people group. Pag sinabing unreached people group, mga tao na hindi naaabot ng gospel. We are committed to pray for these people. We are praying and hopefully we are open if the Lord wants to send us sa mga tao na ito to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ganun po kabigat, ganun po ka-intense yung situation. That's why we want to see more people send out to preach the gospel to places na wala pang nagsishare. Why? Because for this reason, there's no other way. There's no other way. That's why every Friday we try to preach the gospel faithfully dito. Because there is no other way for us to be saved. Without a conscious faith in Jesus Christ, they can never be saved from their sins. Mga kaibigan, how is this truth speaking to you right now? That without a conscious faith in Jesus Christ, you can never be saved from your sins. Not your religion, not your family background, not because marami kang nagagawang kabutihan, but in faith in Jesus Christ alone. Not only does the wicked suppress the truth by denying God, but also second point, or second sub-point, they also dishonor God as God. Dishonoring God as God. Verses 21 to 23. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God, or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Paul here is saying, though they know God through general revelation, they did not seek to glorify God, nor were they grateful sa Kanya. Hindi nila binibigyan ng tamang kapapurihan at pasasalamat ang Panginoon.
Bakit? Bakit po? Dahil kung patuloy na ang tao ire-reject ang katotohanan patungkol sa Panginoon, dahan-dahan pong magdidilim at titigas ang kanilang mga puso at magpapatuloy sa maling paniniwala at pamumuhay laban sa Panginoon. Nasa verse 22 po, tingnan natin. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. Maraming matatalinong tao sa mundo. And there are many reasons why man thinks that he is wise. Maraming dahilan. Why? There are many reasons man thinks that he is wise. Ang pagsulong ng modernong medisina, we have gone so far from nang didikdik ng dahon ng bayabas na kung saan napakadami pong mga medisina na available sa atin ngayon. Dati, kailangan tiisin. Ngayon, may mga anesthesia na. No? Yung pagsulong ng modern o makabagong kapamamaraanang ng komunikasyon. Dati, sci-fi movie lang yung video calls, yung napapanood namin, sana makarating tayo sa... ngayon, normal na. Sa kapamamaraanan ng transportasyon, no? Ang mga technological advancement, kagaya ng internet, ang mundo ngayon, hindi halos makausad sa kanilang negosyo pag walang... hindi nakakonekta sa internet. That's how modern we are. That's why men claim to be wise. To the point na tayo'y nakakapunta na sa ibang mga planeta. O at least yung satellites natin, nakapunta na sa buwan. The International Space Hall of Famer Yuri Gagarin was the first cosmonaut to journey into outer space noong 1961. When he was launched outer space, ito po yung mga quotes na sinabi niya. I'll mention two quotes na sinabi niya. Remember, ito yung kauna-unahang mama na nakalabas ng planeta Earth. At ito ang sinabi niya. I see the Earth. It is beautiful. First time yun eh. At ito yung kanya pang sinabi. I looked, but did not see God. Because ang tingin lang niya, it's just one big mass of matter or space. Interestingly, Paul in verse 20 hanggang 21 tells us that all creation should lead us to worship God. All creation. Paul calls those who claim to be wise fools. Bakit? Because they refuse to believe God and continue to dishonor and despise Him. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. Paul adds na hindi lamang binibigyan ng papuri at pasasalamat ang nararapat sa kanya kung hindi sumasamba pa ito sa ibang Diyos-Diyosan. Hindi na nga sumasamba sa Diyos, sumasamba pa sa mga hindi Diyos. Ganun po kasama ang tao. Friends, here's the truth. God created you and me to worship Him. And if we are not worshiping Him, we are bound to worship someone else. We are bound to worship something else. This was clear. Clear na clear po ta sa verse 23. And exchange the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Hindi ba nakikita yan? Because we are created as beings who worship. We're worshiping beings. That's how we are wired. Does this reverse of verse 23 remind you of something? I hope it does, because when I read this, it reminded me of Genesis chapter 1. Creation. It reminds me of Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, where God created the birds and the animals and the creeping things. Naalala niyo yun? Okay, in your Sunday school before. God created everything, including man, in His own image. Do you remember those passages? Now, ano ang connection neto sa verse 23? Here it is. All of these things na na-mention sa Genesis chapter 1 at saka Genesis chapter 2 were created by God in order to worship Him. But what man did, so verse 23, as Paul explained, is he changed the order. He changed the order and started to worship the created rather than the creator. Yun po ang ginawa ng tao. At bakit kailangan bigyan ng papuri at pasasalamat ang Diyos? Kasi po, siya ang lumikha sa iyo. Siya po ang lumikha sa iyo. Siya ang nagbibigay ng buhay sa lahat. Siya ang nagsusustain sa lahat. Mga kaibigan, siya ang nagbigay ng buhay mo. At siya din ang nagsusustain sa iyo ngayon. Siya ang dahilan kung bakit mabuti pa ang kalusugan mo hanggang ngayon. Siya po ang dahilan kung bakit hindi tayo nasisiraan ng bait kapag kinaharap ng kung ano-ano mang sitwasyon sa buhay. He is sustaining you. Siya ang dahilan kung bakit humihinga ka pa ngayon. Siya ang dahilan kung bakit kayo nakakakain ngayon. Siya ang dahilan kung bakit nandito pa din kayo sa Dubai. He created you. He is sustaining you. Kung itong buhay na ito ay galing sa Diyos, hindi ba dapat nararapat lamang na ibigay natin siya, bigyan natin siya ng papurit, pasasalamat? Friends, how are you in expressing your adoration and gratitude to God lately? How does your thanksgiving to God sound like? Naaalala ba lang ba natin magpasalamat pag tayo kumakain? O maybe hindi rin? If we're not adoring and thanking God, then we are adoring and thanking someone else. According to Westminster Shorter Catechism, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. O yung purpose daw ng human race is to worship God at enjoy ka. Napopularize ito ni John Piper nung pinalitan niya yung word end to by. Ito sinabi ni John Piper, man's chief end is to glorify God by enjoying Him forever. Sadly, Paul here in verses 18 hanggang 23 clearly tells us that man doesn't want to worship God. Ayaw natin by nature, yung fallen nature natin, sambahin ang Panginoon. Because man suppresses the truth of God by denying and dishonoring Him as God. That's why God is angered. And anong result ng galit ng Panginoon? Well, we see that sa second point natin. But before we go to our second point, I'd like to press on yung question kanina, if you're not worshiping God, what are you worshiping right now? Of course, we don't typically worship the way what the Bible explains, that we carve out of wood or stone. But we technically worship a lot of things sa buhay natin. Anything that we put in high value, that's worship. Do we value too much about yung health natin? Our appearance? Do we value too much relationships? Do we value our jobs too much? Now, these things are not evil in and itself. But if this takes place on top of God, that, friends, are idols. Diyos-Diyosan. Do you worship your job too much? Pangalawa, the results of God's anger o ang resulta ng galit ng Diyos. Na-mention sa verse 18 that God's wrath is revealed from heaven. Nasa present tense po ito, which means it is currently happening. God's judgment is being revealed right now. Hindi po ito ang final judgment na tinatawag, na kung saan haharap ka sa final judgment ng Panginoon at parurusahan tayo magpakailanman. Itong judgment na ito sa tense ng passage ito is present tense. Ibig sabihin, nangyayari ngayon. So, ano po yung judgment na ito? Ano yung itsura ng judgment na ito? Makikita po natin sa passage na ito, no? Na three times, binanggit ni Paul, God gave them up. God gave them up. Verse 24, verse 26, verse 28. Now, ano ibig sabihin ng God gave them up? Minsan, kung bibilisan lang natin yung basahin, parang wala lang. Pero mabigat po ito. Kasi ito yung form ng judgment ng Panginoon. Sa Greek, ito po ay isang judicial term na ang ibig sabihin ay handing over a prisoner. Okay, handing over a prisoner to his sentence. In short, this basically means abandonment. Abandonment. God abandoned them. When people continue to abandon God, God, listen, abandons them. This is how God reveals His wrath. The way He exercises judgment. God is abandoning them to their own sins. That is scary. The worst thing that could ever happen to a sinner is to be allowed to go on sinning without any divine restraints placed in him. Yan ang nakakatakot. Parang ang Panginoon sinasabi, gusto mo yan? Gusto mo talaga? Oh, sige, bahala ka. Gawin mo yan. Hindi mo alam ang sinasabi mo, gawin mo yan. That's scary. God allowing us to our sins. Ang tawag po dyan, theologically, is God's judicial abandonment. God's judicial abandonment. This is not the final judgment, kagaya ng sinabi ko sa inyo. Now, this gets really heavy kasi nung dinadaanan ko to, I can't help but to cringe na nakikita ko yung sarili ko. Three ways that God abandons humans as a form of judgment. Makikita natin yan from verse 24 hanggang matapos. Second, first sub-point ng number 2. Abandoned to sexual impurity. Abandoned to sexual impurity. Verses 24 to 25. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. It's interesting kasi after giving instructions na hinto si Paul dito, he can't help but to give an exhortation, a worship sa Panginoon. When he sabi niyang, Creator who is blessed forevermore. Parang he can't help but he broke into giving that point. Now, man dishonored God at ang judgment ng Panginoon, he now judges man to dishonor one another. You dishonor me? Gusto mo yan? Sige, then I'll let you to your sin. Ang product niyan, ang resulta niyan, you will dishonor one another. Anong dahilan? Verse 25, ang dahilan. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Ito po ang ginawa ni Adam and Eve sa Garden of Eden. Naaalala niyo po ba yon? Yun po ang senaryo eh. Mas pinili ni Eva at Adan ang kasinungalingan na binitawan ng ahas kesa yung pangako ng Panginoon. They believed, are drawn, are attracted, gave in to a lie rather than embracing the truth of God. And as a result, all were fallen. At ganito din po, mga kaibigan, and this is a shocking thing, ganito din po ang nangyayari, ang ginagawa natin kung tayo po ay nagkakasala, nagre-rebelde sa Panginoon. We exchange the truth of God for a lie every time we sin. Friends, what truth about God have you exchanged for a lie? Maring tapat tayo matin ng church. Maring tapat ka sa pagkakaloob sa Panginoon. Maring ikay tapat na naglilingkod sa Panginoon. Pero sa pamumuhay natin, we have forsaken God for something else. Mga kaibigan, what areas are you tempted to forsake God para sa makasarili mong hangarin? Ninakaw mo ba, ninakawan mo ba ng kapapurihan ang Panginoon at nilaan mo ba ito sa iba? Sa larangan po ng sexual impurity, are you forsaking God? Are you forsaking God for premarital sex? Are you forsaking God sa pakikipagrelasyon sa may ibang asawa? Are you forsaking God sa pag-engage natin ng pornographic materials? Mga kaibigan, kapag ginagawa natin ito, we exchange God's truth for a lie. What does that mean? Because anything na hindi kalooban ng Panginoon is enticing us away from God. You don't need that. God doesn't know what you need. Dito ka. Hindi naman alam ng Panginoon, nalulungkot ka eh. We forsake God to worship this God of sexual immorality. Isa pang kapamamaraanan that God reveals His wrath on judgment is by He abandons people to sexual perversion. Abandoned to sexual perversion, verse 26 to 27. Verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Now, how is that? Dishonorable passions. So what does he mean by that? Here's dishonorable passions. For their women exchange natural relationships for those that are contrary to nature. Verse 27. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion with one another. Men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Clearly, Paul talks about homosexuality. Dito. Paul talks about homosexual relations. Sa lahat ng kasalanan na pwedeng i-focus ni Paul, bakit ito? Well, isang paraan na pwede natin tignan na consistent sa passage ng ating inaaral ngayon is yung principle ng exchange of order. Okay? Order to disorder. Kung babalikan nyo yung verse 24 to 25, nakita natin nagkaroon ng change sa natural order. Ano yung change ng natural order? Humans, instead of worshiping the Creator, have worshiped the created. Do you see yung natural order binaliktad? In a similar way in this context, ganun din. Nagkaroon din ng exchange sa natural order. Pagdating sa homosexual relations, ang tawag po ni Paul dito ay unnatural. Hindi natural. Hindi natural na relasyon. Makikita natin sa Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, Genesis chapter 2 verse 24, that sexual intimacy was designed by God exclusively for one male, one female, within the bounds of marriage. That's clear. You can check Genesis 2:24. Man shall leave his father and mother, and they'll become one flesh. Two becomes one. This is a God-honoring relationship. At according kay Paul, yung ganong klaseng relationship is natural. Alam po ninyo, lahat po tayo dito, hindi pare-pareho ang patterns ng temptation. Okay? Lahat tayo rito may certain forms of temptation. Iba sa atin ay tempted to homosexual behavior. Ang iba naman sa atin, kagaya ng nabanggit natin, tempted to different patterns of sexual immoral activities. All of us at one point even gives in to temptation. You know, sa community na ito, that God had rescued from our sins Dapat all the more, Crossroads, we are more gracious. We are more sympathetic. We are more humble at mas gentle in ministering to those who are struggling with homosexuality. If you know your sins before ka niligtas ng Panginoon, you would know how to handle itong situation na ito. We must point them to Christ. We must walk with them. Encourage them to seek counsel. Point them to Christ for their significance, security, and solace. We must also lovingly tell our friends na nagsastruggle sa homosexual behavior that this is sin. I know I have friends who are trying to reach out, but after years of befriending, said nothing about their current sinful patterns. We should be loving and honest enough to tell them the truth, like we should do sa lahat ng nakitaan natin na nagsastruggle sa kasalanan, that we should be speaking up. We should be confronting with love. Do you have a loved one who is struggling with a homosexual behavior? Be gracious. Be humble. Show the love of Christ. Show the truth of Christ through His Word. I even encourage all of us to invite friends who are struggling in this area so that they would hear the gospel truth that can set them free. If you're here today and you are struggling with homosexual behaviors, I encourage you to please meet with me or message me in secret. We want to pray with you. We want to talk about this. But those who continue to reject and dishonor and not grateful sa Panginoon, God left them with these shameful passions. Third sub-point, and this is the last. As a form of judgment, God abandoned them to depraved minds. Depraved minds. Verse 28 to 32. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. A debased mind or a depraved mind. It is a term that is used for metals that did not pass the test. Ito yung ginagamit ng mga Greeks para i-test yung mga metals. Eh, hindi ho nakapasa, yun ang term na ginagamit. Ano ibig sabihin ng hindi nakapasa? Because of the impurities na nasa loob ng metal. That's why pag dinaan ito sa test at maraming impurities yung metal, then ang tawag sa dyan is debased or depraved. Which means it's useless. It's worthless. Hindi mabibenta, hindi magagamit. And this is the very word na ginamit ni Paul to those who continue to rebel against God. This is how God reveals His wrath to those who are rebellious. Hinahayaan niyang magpatuloy sila magkaroon ng worthless and useless na pag-iisip. Pag-iisip na impure at evil na nilalaman nito. At dahil nga iniisip ang kasamaan, ano nangyayari? Lumalabas ito sa aksyon. Ang kasalanan, hindi nagsisimula ho yan sa isip. At then, kung hindi po, kung walang restriction, kung walang grace ng Panginoon, biglang magkakawala yan. And that's what we see, di ba, sa listahan na to? Let's go through it. 29. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God. Whoa, look at that. Haters of God. Insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil. Akamangha, no? Ang fallen nature ng tao thinks of ways kung paano mag-imbento ng kasamaan. Disobedient to parents. Young people, disobedient to parents is a mark
of a heart that is rebellious against God. Foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless, 21 different kinds of sins. At least yun lang ang nilista ni Paul, and I know mas mahaba pa yan. I always get this question from parents. Pastor, yung anak ko naging ganito. What caused them to be this way? Ano nangyari? Ba't naging salbahe yung anak ko? Nakuha ba ito sa kakapanood ng mga social media? Kaya gusto ko nang tigilan na nila yung papanood na yan eh. Nagiging ganyan na sila. Kaya ba sila naging ganyan? Ito ba ay impluwensya ng mga masasamang barkada sa eskwelahan? O baka naman hindi maganda yung upbringing ng kaklase niya, kaya ganyan nakakawa yung anak ko? O baka naman hindi maganda yung environment nito, kailangan ko na silang ilayo. Friends, listen. People are sinners not because they commit these sins. They commit these sins because they are sinners. Two different things. Kaya tayo gumagawa ng ganitong klaseng kasalanan kasi makasalanan tayo. Ang pinakaugat ng kasalanang ito ay matatagpuan sa verse 21. Atras tayo. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him. Diyan ho nagsimula yan. And from there, nag-ooze out lahat ng mga listahan na binigay ni Paul. And here's the shocking news. Lahat tayo ay guilty sa mga kasalanang ito. We don't just celebrate these sins, we also applaud people who are doing it. Gusto natin yon. Look at verse 32. Though they knew God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them but give approval to those who practice them. Consentidor. Maaring ang dahilan kung bakit nila ini-encourage ang mga ito is to make them feel good about themselves. Na maaaring naisip nila, mas malala ang sitwasyon nila kaysa. Sige lang, tuloy mo. Or maybe, na-justify yung kasalanan nila. Kaya ginagawa ko ito kasi ginagawa ng lahat. For whatever reason, this is a result of a depraved mind. A mind that is polluted with sin. A mind that is useless sa harapan ng Diyos. Such behavior is deserving the ultimate judgment, the ultimate wrath of God, which means eternal separation from God in hell. That's scary. I was trying to look for some light sa passage na ito kasi medyo dark, but this is what it's giving. As I was studying this passage, medyo mabigat, negative, dark. Bakit kaya ganito sinulat ni Paul sa part na to? Is this intentional? O baka naman nag-emotional lang si Paul kung ano, meron siyang pinatatamaan bang tao? No. It was intentional. Paul intentionally gave the bad news. He accurately described our condition before God. That all of us are children of wrath. He gave the bad news so that we, all sinners, would see the beauty of the good news. And the bad news is we do not honor God nor give Him thanks. Listen, left to ourselves, we will hopelessly keep on sinning. I was talking to a brother last night and we were talking about this passage. Sinabi ko, alam mo, kung hindi sa grasa ng Panginoon, patay na ako. Kung hindi sa grasa ng Panginoon, addict ako. Kung hindi sa grasa ng Panginoon, ano-anong kasamaan ang pwede kong gawin? Hindi nyo ba manas na-appreciate yung gospel ng grace ng Panginoon sa buhay nyo? Hindi niya hinayaan kayo sa inyong kasalanan? We are hopeless if not for God. God, through the writing of Paul, has revealed His wrath, His anger towards sin. Pero hindi lamang wrath ng Panginoon ang nireveal dito ni Paul. We need to go back to verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Yan ang hope natin. Friends, this is our hope. God has given His righteousness to us who are wicked.
Paano? How, Pastor? I don't know. I don't think I have the righteousness of God. How can I have the righteousness of God? Well, here's how. We have the righteousness of God because there was a man who also knew God. But unlike us, this man honored and gave God thanks. Like us, he was also given over to the tempter. And he was tempted in every way possible. But unlike us, he did not give in to sin, nor he tempt anyone to sin. This man is Jesus Christ. Jesus, for our sake, he made to be sin who knew no sin. He bore our sins and took our place on the cross and took God's full, undiluted wrath on him. God poured it. Friends, I asked kanina, how can God hate and love sinners at the same time? The answer is this. The cross. God can love sinners like us with the intent to save us and love us with an everlasting love. The very love that He loves His Son, Jesus Christ. I honestly, I don't know how to land this because it's really dark, but there's hope. Friends, if you're here today, if you continue to dishonor God, if you continue to not give Him thanks, then you will continue to experience God's wrath today. And the most scariest thing is facing God's wrath towards eternity. Repent from your sins. Put your faith in Christ's finished work on the cross. And when Christ died on that for our sins, we respond in repentance and faith. God imputes Jesus' righteousness to us. Friends, this is the good news. That's why now we appreciate it, because we now know the bad news. Let's pray. Father, salamat at hindi nyo iniwan sa bad news. I pray right now that you would call people to repentance as they hear the gospel. As we break bread, as we remember your death, burial through communion, I pray that you would continue to give us hearts that are repentant and longs for you. In Christ's name, amen.